What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Sheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a weekly show dedicated to empowering women with truthful information so they can make the most informed decisions possible regarding their health, their hormones, and their life. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you with me because every week I have fantastic guests and we have amazing conversations that really help to lift the veil in giving us knowledge, strategies, just a greater understanding of who we are and our bodies and how they work so we can achieve optimal health at any age. So I have a few announcements and then we're going to talk about a really fascinating topic that everyone will want to listen to, men and women, because what we're going to be exploring is a unique approach to help rejuvenate, regenerate the body, to support anti-aging, to improve deep regenerative sleep, help balance our hormones, firm our skin, heal our joints, and the list goes on and on. So you definitely want to be listening in. But before we get there, let me just say I'm excited because I will soon be flying on over to the New York area. I will be speaking at the Natural Gourmet Institute this Saturday. That's November 19th between 2 and 5 p.m. The Natural Gourmet Institute, which is a fantastic school. If you don't know about it, I recommend you check it out, especially those of you who are in the New York metropolitan area. The Natural Gourmet Institute is on West 21st. Street, and it's a place I've been lecturing every year for the past 10 years, twice a year. So I am coming back into town, and my lecture there is called Getting Your Hormones Back on Track, and this is such a great afternoon because I have 3 hours to work with the group personally, not only presenting some of the most profound information that I have been researching and writing about in regards to all of our women's health challenges and questions and dispelling the myths and misinformation and giving you practical strategies and giving you some fantastic samples of things. We'll be doing some testing in a variety of ways on site right there at the venue. And we are also creating a community of women who are really dedicated to empowering themselves and regaining their health. So it's a fantastic afternoon. I invite you all to come along. It's between 2 to 5. You need to call the Natural Gourmet Institute, and you can get more information from them, or you can check them out online. My course description is online at thenaturalgourmetinstitute.com. So be sure to either check it out for yourself, or if you've got friends, relatives, colleagues in the New York area, let them know about it. It only happens twice a year, so this is a happening thing. And speaking of happening things, I invite you, if you have not yet opted into my website, What Women Must Know, I invite you to do so because you will receive not only special free reports, but you'll also be on my list and be kept updated with a variety of special announcements and special programs that I'll be doing. The other way, of course, to get this information is through my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/whatwomenmustknow. And I am about to launch a special 6-week series of in-depth conversations with leading researchers, practitioners, authors, investigators, and parents of children who have been harmed by this new Gardasil vaccine, you know, the vaccine we've been hearing about in the news, the cervical cancer vaccine. Actually, it's not really a cervical cancer vaccine. It's a human papilloma virus vaccine. But there are some important things that we're going to be talking about that will absolutely shock you and hopefully will give you the knowledge to really make wise decisions and choices, because once you vaccinate your child, or once your granddaughter, or now grandson, because little boys and little preteen girls, little preteen boys and preteen girls are the age group that is being directed to get this vaccine. Once they are vaccinated, there's no going back, and you'll be really quite alarmed, especially when you hear the real story and listen to some of the parents talking about what happened to their children. So to get this special conversation series, which is for free, you just need to either opt in to whatwomenmustknow.com, or be sure you go up and visit my website, my Facebook site, because it's going to be up there as well. So this is part of my commitment to the greater community of educating and empowering people with this information. And gosh, we really need it. We need to rely on sources that are really there to give us the truth, not to sell products, not to have hidden agendas. This is about the truth. So that's something that I'm passionate about, and that will be coming out within a week or so. So be sure to get this conversation, and you just need to listen. Just make some time to listen on a weekly basis. Okay, so in September, I attended the Natural Products Expo, which happens twice a year. And whenever I go to those events, I always find that there is one or two product people that stand out. So I kind of wander around and see, where am I guided to go? What is the phenomenal discovery of that show that really will make a difference? And often I, of course, don't know what that's going to be. And as the course of the show unfolds, there's always something that really gets my attention that I get excited about. So today we're going to talk about the product that I was introduced to at this last Expo East that absolutely was the hit of the show for me. And I'm so excited about it because I've been taking it, I've been seeing some wonderful results, and we're going to talk all about this, because this is a product that is all about supporting our ability to reverse aging and to help us understand what this amazing option is for us. Is my guest today, who is Sally Bird. Sally Bird is a board-certified and registered traditional naturopath. She's a licensed massage and body therapist, and she also is associated and is a master of the Institute Individuality, which is spearheaded by Dr. Peter Diadama, who we've had on the show in the past, the formulator of the popular blood type and genotype dietary guidelines. And with over 30 years of professional experience, she has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and aging well. Her career includes supplement formulation, training and education, and radio appearances with cutting-edge ethical companies with a focus for optimal health using global anti-aging techniques. She has co-authored two books. One of them is called Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? And she is really dedicated to getting the best information out, empowering people. So we're on the same mission here, and it's a great pleasure to have Sally on the show today. So hello, Sally.
Hello, Sharon. It's great to be here.
It's great having you. And I'm sure people are getting really curious about what I've been talking about, but we're going to talk about that, because what you introduced me to was the benefit of collagen. And, you know, there are lots of products out there that are designed to build collagen. And talk more about what that is, what collagen is, why we want, what goes on with collagen, why it's important, what happens as we age, what are the consequences of aging to the collagen, and then, of course, what are the things we can do to help reverse the aging process. So we have lots and lots of things to talk about. And let's just start at the very beginning, because I'm sure there are so many people that really don't know much about collagen. And to be honest, I wasn't particularly well-versed in collagen either. And I think that's a good place for us to begin. So let's talk about collagen. This is a show all about collagen. We'll start at the beginning.
Great. A lot of people, I got into it because I had heard about collagen, and then when you start hitting middle age, it becomes more important. So I started doing more research on it and started using some products and found out that collagen is really the glue of our bodies. And as we age, we don't have as much, which is why if we don't continue to either eat it in our diet or take it in supplement form, we will tend to get thinner and thinner. Our skin becomes thinner, our bones become more brittle, our connective tissue isn't as strong, because collagen is needed for every single cell in the body. It's needed for the bone, your brain, all your visceral organs, and it's actually fibrous protein that are connected, secreted mostly by the connective tissue cells. And collagen is very, very small. They look like a little rod that's about 1.5 millimeter in diameter, and it's made up of three polypeptide strands. And what collagen is needed for is it's needed inside the cell and outside the cell. So it is, next to water, the most important structural substance for our bodies, accounting for anywhere from 25 to 30% of our total protein. And this impacts, again, ligaments, tendons, your bones, your skeletal muscles, and your smooth muscle tissue, which links into blood vessels, your digestive tract, your organs. When you have enough collagen in your body, when we're younger, you have shinier hair, for instance. Your nails may be growing at a better pace. And sometimes people, when they get older, they get split nails. They start getting lines on their nails. I always look at people's nails as a sign of healthy aging. Also, we start getting the saggy skin, the wrinkles become more noticeable, and the body is not as well toned. So I think it's not just a vanity thing anymore. Collagen has been used a lot for vanity, but for me, it's part of your integral, innate source of strength, because it impacts so many metabolic syndrome, your bones, your hair, joints, everything. So it doesn't matter, quote, what you may be feeling as we get older with aches and pains, the collagen impacts all of that. Now,
I was going to say, the natural tendency of aging is to lose our collagen. Do you know why that happens?
Well, I think it has to do with hormones. When you're born, we have a lot of type 3 collagen. That's what a child has. They have nice pudgy cheeks, a lot of color. They have that little we call baby fat. That's mostly type 3 collagen. As the child ages and becomes a teenager, the other collagens start taking prominence, type 1 and type 2. And I should preface, there are actually 28 different types of collagen, but not all of them are well researched.
Uh-huh.
So as we get older and we start producing the type 1, 2, 3, and 4s and so on, that goes up until we're age 35. Then we start a decline. And I think it's related to growth hormone decline. Your DHEA is starting to go down. I know you've seen women already in their 30s going into even hormonal issues because of our diets and things today. And the collagen starts to lose about 15% per decade after that. So it becomes really prominent when you're in your 40s and 50s. And then sometimes you see a very, very thin person when they're very old, and that's because their body just doesn't have much collagen left at all.
So would stress be a factor that accelerates?
I would think stress and also inflammation. What happens, the inflammatory diseases that we're all seeing into prominence, like look at rheumatoid arthritis, for instance, look at lupus, all these, even diabetes. The autoimmune diseases are high inflammation, and cancer is another one of them. They're all collagen-eating diseases.
Mm.
Your collagen goes way down. It actually attacks the collagen molecule when you have high inflammation in your body, because the collagen is the healthy part of the cell. And these, you know, when you have a disease, they're going after the healthy cells. to control it. So I know that when people aren't feeling well, they're using up more collagen than normal in their bodies.
And the other thing about collagen that people don't really appreciate is its role with healthy bones. You know, we've been kind of brainwashed, I think, in our society, because when we think of bones, of course, the first thing people think of is, oh, calcium, which actually, you know, there are 22 key bone-building nutrients, and if you just focus on calcium and don't take those other synergistic nutrients, and calcium winds up, of course, as we know, as calcifications and, you know, cysts and into your brain and into your arteries and into your breast, but not necessarily ever getting close to your bones. So the collagen that we're talking about also plays a major role in the collagen matrix that gives our bones flexibility. And while we do need to give the body the proper minerals and some of the other nutrients that support our bones, we also need to understand that our collagen matrix is critically important for our healthy bones, and without adequate collagen, then we don't have that springiness to our bones. So we can jump somewhere and they can just fracture because there's no resilience left.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And type 4 collagen goes right to the bones. It is amazing because people seem to forget that our bones are living tissue, realistically. And calcium is not my number one bone growth product. We actually take too much collagen, calcium versus the other minerals.
I absolutely agree with you. I always am warning women about calcium. In fact, I kind of cringe whenever I see calcium being promoted for bones just on its own, or calcium and vitamin D. It's just not enough, not if we want healthy bones. And then now we're talking about collagen because that's another factor that creates healthy bones. But as you were saying, so many other things that are critical. And it's not just about looking good, although, you know, that is one of those things on top of people's list. But you can look good and then get stronger and healthier and maintain your, you know, the healthy joints and ligaments and all the other things that actually collagen plays a major role in. And so you know, the major message here is that as we get older, this collagen starts to be depleted. Up to 28 different types of collagen.
Right, but they're not well researched. Now, the manufacturers in this country have about 3 types of collagen they can buy, 1, 2, and 3. And the medical field has actually taken type 4 to use in stem cell research, and type 5 is being used right now in cancer research. So I know in the next decade or two, collagen is really going to surge to the tops of people's brains just because I think there's a lot of new and exciting research that's going to be unveiled with the different types of collagen.
So let's talk about the 3 types of collagen that have been discovered and are available, and what they do.
Well, the type 1 goes right to the skin. That's the most prominent one for the vanity one, type 1 and type 3. In the chemical structure, they're always attached to each other, and they help with the skin, your hair. It's more of a beauty type of collagen, and you can notice differences very, very quickly, you know, at least in 2 to 3 weeks on just your skin, hair, the luster of your hair, the strength of your nails, usually within about a month of going on 1 and 3. And again, the 3 is used to really plump up the skin. I usually tell people after they've been on the collagen products for about a month or two, they get this natural collagen glow because your skin just looks like it's plumped up. And this is Botox-free stuff, ladies. You know, you don't have to go and get needles to do this. You build up from the inside out. And the type 2 collagen has been promoted. There's a lot of medical research for joint aches and pains and rebuilding of the bones along with type 4. So anybody with any type of arthritic, even diabetics with neuropathy, The type 2 is really phenomenal for that. Type 2 naturally contains anywhere from 10 to 12% hyaluronic acid and 10 to 12% of the chondroitin sulfate. So we've been using those for years for people with chronic joint, synovial fluid reconstruction, hydration of the skin again. So it's they all work together. So when you combine 1, 2, and 3 and a lot of the products that are out there now, it's just you're assured that you're actually going to have something happening in your body. Now, collagen must have a radar or something in it, why it goes to work on certain parts. I've had people go and buy the, like say they want to buy type 1 for their wrinkles, for instance, because the vanity does sell, Sharon, okay?
We know that.
if someone's starting to get lines, they will go out and buy something for a beauty product, not necessarily concerned about what's happening on the inside. However, with the collagen, they start noticing, wow, I'm not getting GERD as much, or I don't get heartburn as much. My digestive system seems to be stronger. I mean, these are things they would have to go buy a lot of other products for, and they're trying to take it for their wrinkles, and they're noticing, wow, I'm sleeping better. I've just lost some body fat. It's just whatever is needed in the body, whatever we are deficient in, and we're all so different on the inside, it will go to that area first and fix it. It's amazing stuff.
You know, it is amazing stuff, and I just want you to elaborate. And we talked a little bit about it, but it's so fascinating, and I think it's such an important point to emphasize the role of collagen in rebuilding and repairing all of the cells and tissues throughout the body. We see, especially when you get a combination of the different types of collagen together, working together, this type of protein is actually enabling the body to make the repairs wherever that repair is needed. And it's not just in the skin, because if that protein is helping to create the matrix, the structure of the tissues and the cells, then the body in its wisdom will use the supplement of collagen to go in and do the job that it should be doing, which it's not able to really do because it's deficient. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? Because, you know, when you're talking about it's helping with digestion, with GERD, with, you know, ligaments, I really want people to understand the ramifications of increasing collagen levels and why it's so profound for the health and healing of the body, which to me is what rejuvenation is all about. If we can help heal these systems and these tissues and these cells from their conditions of deterioration or inflammation, we're actually reversing the aging process. It doesn't matter what age you are. There are a lot of old 20-year-olds out there right now.
Oh, I know. If we can go back to when we went back to inflammation, because a lot of these problems that we just discussed have to do with inflammation. We all know that's kind of the root of most of the diseases that we have going on in this country. But when you have... the collagenase is a component of collagen fibers. This is injured. When you have GERD, when you have not enough hydrochloric acid, the collagen enzymes are lowered because the free radical cells, the garbage cells, are going around the body and they're trying to steal electrons. Okay, it goes back to basic, almost free radical things. When they're going out after healthy cells, that collagen is damaged. So the DNA is damaged of that cell. So when you, and this can amount to whatever genetic disposition a person has a weakness for, or it could be an environmental condition, or it could be a condition totally related to stress. Or emotional, you know, that it's different levels. So when you get to repairing the actual DNA of a cell, and you're feeding your body collagen to do that, over time, the body starts healing itself because it has the tools. And inflammation is kept down to a dull roar. That's really the bottom line of how it works.
Right.
And it can go over to any other body symptom that we, you know, that we all have, you know, that affects us daily. And that's why when I've been speaking about collagen for about 3 years now, there's not one illness that it doesn't impact. And I'm even talking about menopausal belly fat to having someone just be able to handle stress better. You know, the mental part of it is strong because your brain needs the collagen. Your veins, I've had people with all types of cardio issues able to handle things better because they're on collagen. It just gives the body almost a sense of well-being. Then it can start healing the skin, and you see the results visible from the outside. One thing that I've noticed it's doing, just from personal experience, is long-term, and none of this happens overnight. I don't want people to think if they're going to take collagen in 30 days, every symptom's going to be automatically healed. It took a long time to lose this collagen, and it will take time to rebuild it. But with daily intake of ingestion, I've had even slight spider veins or even varicose veins, which can be so detrimental to somebody who doesn't want to wear stockings, who works retail, standing up in the stores all day, or just they don't want the unsightly veins. But it starts to repair the actual vein, so it starts fading, but it also takes the pain away. That's huge. Right. So it's doing not just a vanity part of the healing, it's actually dealing with the pain. And I think the pain's coming from the increased hyaluronic acid and the chondroitin. And remember, collagen is really a food. It's synthesized from fat, but it's a naturally, it bonds to the body very well. There's different types of collagen, like the bovine is 97% identical to our cells, and the chicken, the type 2, that's where that's usually from, that's 99.8% identical to our cells, the collagen in our cells. That's why when you're using the animal collagens, because there is not a vegetarian source, it's almost like it's our own collagen, and that's why people are getting very, very good results in a short period of time.
I mean, which makes it a natural product because it is similar to what our body is producing, and the body recognizes it.
Uh-huh.
Not like a synthetic vitamin that you're taking in there.
Right, right. It's very, the cool thing about collagen, it needs no digestion. None at all.
Interesting. Really?
Yeah, it's almost like energetic dust going into your body and just kind of, it lands on whatever part is inflamed, fixes it, and moves on.
You know, that's pretty amazing, and I want to talk more about that point when we get back, because we're about to have a bit of a station break. And when we get back, we're talking with Sally Bird. We're talking about the miracle of collagen to rejuvenate your organs, your joints, your ligaments, your skin, your hair, your nails, all sorts of amazing things. So don't go away, because this is really important information. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know, and we will be right back. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know, and we are having a really interesting conversation all about this amazing miracle food, you could call it, collagen, with Sally Bird, Dr. Sally Bird, who is a board-certified and registered traditional naturopath. Sally, before we took our break, you said something that was so interesting to me because of, you know, how impaired people's digestive systems are. I just see that with everyone. So to have something that does not require a healthy, strong digestive system to be utilized by the body really got my attention. So can we just talk a little bit about that? And what you were saying was collagen, this substance, this protein that really forms the structure of all of our cells and tissues,
does not, as a supplement, does not require the need to be digestive, to go through the digestive process, I guess, is the best
way to say. Yeah, that's correct. And that's why collagen has to be taken on an empty stomach if you really want it to do the repair work. Because once it's mixed with food, it turns into a complete protein. It'll pick up the rest of the aminos, and it will turn into a complete protein and actually give you energy, and you'll feel terrific. But it's not going to do the cellular repair and the renewal. The digestive part is really neat, because collagen can be taken by a little kid that would not normally be able to swallow pills, or a senior, or somebody with dental surgery, or someone who's just had surgery who may not be able to handle a lot of the supplements in pill form. And if you just mix it with water, juice, or tea, it will get through the body usually in about no longer than 20 minutes. It's already at the cell. As long as there's a receptor site open, it can attach to the cell and start doing its work. Now, the type of collagen that goes right to the digestive tract is type 8. It's not available in its single form, but that's the one that forms the endothelial cells, and it's got a whole other ENCODE gene name that would probably confuse our listeners. But it's if you have the type 1, 2, and 3 in your body, the type 8 is going to form. And with these other types, with the extra hyaluronic acid from the type 2 and the chondroitin, you can rebuild that soft muscle again. So your digestive tract can actually gain in thickness. I know some people with chronic digestive problems, their digestive tract's almost like tissue paper sometimes.
Yeah.
And anybody that has chronic anything from diverticulitis to any type of spastic colon issue, who's had surgery, even has undergone the stomach where they shorten the intestinal tract, all those surgeries that really can impair somebody, if they can take the collagen and at least start strengthening what they've got left, they'll be able to assimilate their food in a much better fashion and their nutrients. Because you've got stronger, thicker tissue, your body actually becomes younger and stronger, so you can assimilate your nutrition, including any of the other supplements you take, at a much better rate. You just don't take them at the same time as the collagen.
So let's talk about collagen and how to take collagen. Can you get it from your food?
Most of the other cultures, we're very prissy in this country, okay? We don't like to eat fish bones. We don't like the fish skin, the eyeballs. We dump off the little thickened fat off our soups, you know. Usually we throw that away. Well, that's where the collagen is.
Right.
And when you go to other countries, especially South America, up in Peru in the hills of Ecuador, they will still eat the whole chicken from the feet to the rooster comb is cooked. And I know it sounds gross to some people, probably. We're not, again, we like everything cleaned and refined in this country. But when you travel globally, the other countries will serve the fish whole. And they love to chew on fish skin because that's where the type 1 collagen, type 1 and 3 is coming from fish skin. And the hyaluronic's coming from rooster comb and the chicken feet.
Yeah, I remember the chicken feet.
Yeah,
my grandmother used to cook the chicken feet.
She was very smart. It's high in type 2. The chicken sternum actually has a lot of the type 2. There's an oil in the throat, and that's where they get the type 2 from. But if you do consume the whole animal, you will be getting some type 2. So for cultures that have been routinely consuming collagen over the course of their life, these people tend to age well without chronic pain. If any of your listeners have, or if you took any time, I don't know if you have ever had Dan Buettner on your show from the Blue Zones, he has done that. He's gone around the world and found where people live the longest, healthiest, and one of them is in Ecuador and Peru in the hills. They're living 120 years old is average.
Wow.
And they're not in wheelchairs.
Right.
Now they're eating the chickens.
Right.
The Asian people are eating all the fish.
Right. What about, I've been making bone broth soup So I highly recommend making a bone broth soup, which is just making a broth out of beef bones and cooking them really well and adding a little apple cider vinegar to help draw out the minerals. Do
That's
you
good.
Get collagen from a
you
beef
will get it
grown
from the
bone
marrow.
Broth?
The marrow in the
right.
bone. Has some collagen in it.
Yes. That's now, that gelatinous stuff in the middle.
That's the gelatinous stuff, and then also you get it from the fat of an animal. That's where it is. Right under the skin, it's from the fat, which I know we don't like to eat fat in this country, but that's where the good stuff is.
I know. So if you're making your own beef bone broth and you get that little gelatinous stuff, don't throw it away. Just blend it into the soup.
Yeah, put it into the soup. However, if you're going to put noodles or rice or something in it, you're going to get a very small amount of absorb. So if you do just the broth and use it as a health, you know, health drink, you're better doing it by itself.
Oh, that's really interesting. Okay, because I've now that winter's coming, I actually get into making my bone broth soup.
Uh-huh.
But I usually make it as a soup base. And what you're saying, it's best if you want for the collagen purpose to have it separately as a drink.
Right. You could keep what you you know, you could just keep some of it for the soup part and just keep a little bit of it for you to drink. But that's really the most effective way to really have your body assimilate the collagen.
Okay. So we can get collagen from the diet, although in our Western diet it's very minimal, if anything. Unless you're one of those people that likes to eat the chicken skins, which I have to admit I am, and then we can take it in a supplement form. So let's talk about the option of taking it as a supplement.
Yeah, there's collagen all over the marketplace now. Years ago, it was just available as injections. So if any of your listeners do get collagen injections, that's usually the type 3. Collagen, because that plumps up the lips and the cheekbones and the forehead very quickly, but it is lost over a period of 4 to 6 weeks. You have to go and get it done again, because if you're not ingesting collagen, your body isn't going to hold on to it, because it's like primo cells. Okay, so the inflammation will slowly eat away at it. The collagen comes in capsules. It comes in liquids and powders. I prefer the liquids and the powders because it needs no digestion. So even when you're taking it in a pill form, the body would still have to break down either the vegetarian capsule or the bovine capsule first. Mm-hmm. So you just don't get the bang for your buck from it. However, long term, you will see results, because some people don't want it to. They just have a lot of options right now. Mm-hmm. I prefer it in a powder, and once you hydrate it and drink it, you've got absorption in 15 or 20 minutes. And I usually take mine right before I go to bed, because it helps me sleep.
So, a couple of questions. First of all, I just want to say that when I met you at Expo East, and you were introducing me to the specific collagen product that you're working with, you said, here, try a sample, because it's really going to help you sleep, which was really interesting. So I tried a sample, had a spoonful at night. It's a powder, so you just mix it in some water. It's kind of a tropical powder taste. And I have to tell everyone that I just had the deepest sleep that night. It wasn't just sleeping. It was deep REM, regenerative sleep, just went really deep, which really surprised me, because even though I generally sleep well, but I mean, that was an extraordinary sleep, and I knew something different had happened. So that really surprised me. Why does collagen, at least the collagen that has all three forms of collagen in the powder that you gave me, why does that help create that level of sleep, which of course is the sleep we want, because that's where the body repairs, regenerates, loses weight, all sorts of important functions go on only in deep REM sleep?
Well, for the body to go to sleep, you need proper growth hormones. And
when we're younger, we have more of this growth hormone. And again, that's going down at the same rate almost as the collagen. And that's why I think there's a combination, because these collagen powders are releasing growth hormone. And in the first cycle of sleep, in the alpha cycle, you need these hormones so that you can sleep through the night. And that's why I think it's working. There's just a few research studies that hasn't been done in depth, but most of the people that have sleeping problems, if they do to start taking collagen at night, they are sleeping deeper and sounder because there's been a deficiency available to their brain to work properly. So they're sleeping lighter. And then once you hit 40, 50, 60, you know, all the hormones are going down, it's even worse. And I find that sleep becomes much more, when we're young, we don't need sleep, okay? And when we get older, we want sleep because we're going to age better. But it's really needed for that first, the alpha cycle of the sleeping cycle. And that's why I think it's working so well.
Because I have put other people on that product, and they all report back that they find they get into a deeper sleep, you know, cycle there. So
what I like to do is mix it like a tea in the evening because it relaxes you. So I put it, I mix it with hot water instead of cold water. And that even adds another layer benefit. You could even mix it with chamomile tea if you wanted, or any of your, even ginger or something, whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. So so let's talk about the product, the specific product that that you introduced me to that I've been taking. And by the way, what I wanted to ask you, I know you've been working with this collagen product for some time. What are some of the changes you've noticed, or some of the changes you've noticed with patients or people who've been taking it for a while?
Well, they vary. For myself, I'm in my 50s now, and I started working with collagen a little over 3 years ago. And the first thing that worked on me was sleep, because I was only sleeping 5 to 6 hours a night. And now I sleep 7 and sometimes 8 if I don't have to run and catch a plane or something. So that to me was a huge, huge issue. Also, less gray hair. Yeah, still don't need permanent hair color at my age. And you do get some grays, but it's not as much as somebody else might have. Your skin gets plumper. And the lip lines, it took me 6 months to soften lip lines.
Right.
About 6 months, because even though I'm in pretty good shape and I'm thin, when you go through your hormonal cycle, you get this little roll of belly fat. It's like an inch thick, and it drives you crazy. And it doesn't matter how much you exercise, it doesn't go away. So one thing that the collagen did is they took it right down. It took 6 to 8 months.
Wow. So you saw lines disappearing on your face.
Yes.
Which is always wonderful to have evidence of that. And then it's obviously affecting your hormones and your metabolism.
Yes. And it affected my growth hormone, because I just got that tested, and I think I'm a 2.5 out of a 4 for a 53-year-old.
Right.
I don't take any meds, you know,
right.
So it's, I thought that was pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think I know it's the collagen, because that's really been the major supplement that I've kind of added in the last few years to my protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, the weight loss has been also rapid. I had my sister went from a size 12 to a size 4 in about 10 months. But I also had her quit eating bread and drinking so much coffee. So I think it was a combo thing for that. And then other people.
So she made lifestyle changes.
She made a couple lifestyle changes with it.
But and that was the only thing she did differently? Give up the carbs and the coffee.
And the coffee.
The collagen.
And other people with, going back to the digestive issue, a lot of people with rosacea. We all know that's kind of a tough thing to treat.
Mm-hmm.
And women are usually very embarrassed. Well, once they bought the collagen to help with the wrinkles, but the redness in their face started going right down. It takes about 3 to 6 weeks, depending on the individual, and I know it was repairing their gut.
Oh, that's so interesting, because rosacea, that red coloring on people's faces, it's such a hard thing to resolve as an autoimmune condition.
But that's an autoimmune condition is a lack of collagen. because your collagen is consumed by these inflammatory cells that they emit a collagen dissolving enzyme. It actually dissolves the membrane of the collagen so they can move through the tissue. And when they start spreading, people get all various forms of diseases. So when you can stop that effect or slow it way down, the body has time to rebuild. But that's been an amazing skin issue is with rosacea, because not a lot of things help that. And then you load them up with probiotics at the same time, and they're really going to get a much better effect.
Well, that's exciting, because, as you said, that's a challenging one. But then again, if it's working on the root cause of autoimmune diseases, which is the gut, having had an autoimmune disease myself in my thyroid gland and having healed it by focusing on the gut, I really understand this gut autoimmune condition. So this is, a fantastic way to repair the lining of the gut, which is not an easy thing to repair. It takes some time.
Oh, it does. Some of the other benefits are people don't crave sugar as much, which is phenomenal. And I think it's repairing the cells at the pancreas level. Because their adrenals seem to be a little more balanced. It's not just one thing. It's like their whole bodies on the inside, that each organ is slowly getting fixed.
Which is why it's such a powerful rejuvenation product, because if we can actually rebuild these organs and these tissues on an ongoing basis, that's just the key of what rejuvenation is really all about.
I know. So the product, I think it's great.
Sally, how long has this product or products similar that have the three types of collagen been available on the marketplace?
This has only been available for 3 years.
Wow, so this is new.
It's brand spanking new, but the research, actually Linus Pauling was doing collagen research in the 50s. It's just people didn't really pick up on it, or they would do a low potency type of collagen. And I think the reason why this one works is because it's got grams of nutrients in it. It doesn't even just have collagen. It has the collagen manufacturing components in it, which is a triple helix of three amino acids, proline, lysine, and glycine, with C, copper, and manganese. That's really, when your body is producing new collagen and then you have additional collagen in the product so that you can see benefits more quickly, I think that's why it's working so quickly for people.
Well, I have to say I was really impressed, and that's why I wanted you to come on the show and talk more about the wonders of collagen and where people can actually get a good product, because I think this is the kind of, you know, information that really makes a difference. And if there is a product out there, and it's not, I mean, there really aren't many places that people can access a product that has all three vital kinds of collagen, right?
That's correct.
Really,
a lot of the very inexpensive collagens just have one, or they have one and three, or they might have one and two, but they don't have any cofactors in them. And as we know, when you involve the full family of cofactors, it's much more natural in the body. The body will just pick it up a lot faster.
Okay, so where can people go to learn more about the product, the collagen product, which is called Anti-Aging?
Yeah, Anti-Aging 3. They can go to www.drvenessa, and that's with an E, so it's drvenessa.com, and or you can call 800-477-0031, and if there's questions the company can't answer, I usually get them, and I'm more than happy to help any of your listeners out or with anything, you know, that you may not be able to answer, because I know you know a lot, so I can be your backup person.
I'm always learning. So how would people take this? Well, why don't you describe what Anti-Aging 3 is, so people understand?
It's a powdered collagen that contains 3.6 grams of 1, 2, and 3, both from bovine and chicken sources. And it It also has the triple helix of amino acids. Now, collagen, if you use all the amino acids, it becomes a pure protein. Collagen is almost a pre-protein molecule. It does different things than protein does. It actually can repair the DNA in a cell. So proline, lysine, and glycine are the three key amino acids needed in the collagen metabolic matrix. They have to be present for you to have collagen formed in your body. If you don't have enough vitamin C, when you might have the aminos and you don't have any vitamin C in your body, the bond will be very weak. So what we've had to do is add 1,000 milligram of buffered C to the bond so that it can strengthen the hair and make your hair shiny, and it comes out in your skin and your nails and strengthens the bones. You need the C, and then the whole spark plug of the whole pathway there is copper and manganese that can actually trigger the electrical impact and start the actual collagen manufacturing process in your body. You have to have those two nutrients, copper and manganese, and they're in very small amounts, just a milligram each, but it's enough to start the process. And when you have all those present at the same time, your body can make collagen again like you were younger.
And I gather from what I learned from you that this is not an easy process to make product.
No, it's not. It really is. It took a whole year just to get this right, and they probably can improve on it more, but at this point, it's the most advanced collagen on the market.
Well, you know, I've been impressed. You know, certainly I see the sleep, and I've been taking it every night since we met. So I'm sure it's doing wonders. I know it definitely is supporting my sleep, and when I don't take it, I see the difference. So I'm a true believer, and I know it's doing other things as well. I just believe it. So we'll, you know, continue to monitor how my body is using.
Once you've been on it for a year, Sharon, if you wanted to, quote, take a break, you could probably go 5-6 weeks, and nothing's going to. People always ask me, am I going to go back to how I looked before? I said no, because you've built up more collagen.
Right.
Restores.
Right.
So you could actually take a break from it if you wanted to, but if you go too long, your body will start breaking it down, because that's the aging process. The collagen degrades as we get
right.
older.
But so you can take it, so what you're saying is you can take it up to like consistently for a year, then you can take a break, and then you can go back for a few months and just keep replenishing the supply, so to speak.
Right.
Okay, cool.
So you're not going back in time anymore. But you'll notice, every single person will notice little things about them. I even had people report that they've stopped snoring as loudly. It's helping them breathe better. Mm-hmm. So it's run the whole gamut.
So let's get that website again, because if people want to get more information, they need to go to
www.drvenessa.com.
Great. And you might as well give that phone number if people want to call in.
Okay, that's 800-477-0031.
Well, Sally, this has been so fascinating, and I really thank you for introducing me to this product, because it is one of the mainstays of my protocol right now, and I didn't have a clue about it beforehand, but I've learned so much, and I wouldn't be without it. So thanks so much for all your time and sharing with us today, and the research you've been doing, and just the great healing work that you're involved with. Really appreciate talking to you.
Well, thank you. I need it for myself, too. I don't go a day without it, because I can feel it if I stop it for a few days. So.
Right. Okay, well, Sally, thank you so much. You've come to the end of the show. Another fascinating conversation. So, as always, these are opportunities to really grow and expand our horizons. I invite you, once again, if you're in the New York area, come visit me this Saturday, November 19th. And by the way, I will also be in Boston from the November 28th to the 30th. Go to my website, go to Facebook to learn more. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.